Some people are acutely aware that show rates are a problem right now in the industry. There's closers looking for other opportunities because those companies are down to 25% show rates. That means a company is losing their top closers because they can't get their leads to show up to calls. A closer can have 8 meetings on his calendar that day and only 2 show up. People can book a call with 1 million experts, they get 1 million reminders, and they're blind to it. We want to break that feeling of I'm just in an automated system, I don't matter, and we want to start creating a human connection.
Welcome to The Takeover with Tim and Cindy, where we show you how to dominate every area of life and business. Let's get winning.
Welcome back to The Takeover with Tim and Cindy. In today's episode, we are going to dive deep into how to utilize a virtual assistant in your business to specifically boost your show rates and your close rates. Listen, if you are spending time and money getting leads on your calendar, you have to ensure that they're showing up. And of course, you have to ensure that you can close these prospects at the highest rate possible. Industry-wide right now, there is a show rate issue. You know, people are getting leads, they're getting appointments on their calendars, but people are not showing up. So we're going to give you the inside scoop into how we're using virtual assistants to boost our show rates up to 80 to 90% using these strategies. And of course, the increased show rates is trickling down into increased close rates as well. Are you utilizing virtual assistants in your business right now? If you're not, you're going to want to lock into this episode. Also, tune into the episode right before this, where we walked you through a whole high-level overview of why you absolutely need to be utilizing VAs in your business to supercharge your revenue while keeping costs low. You may be thinking, what is a VA? Your VA is simply a remote, overseas freelancer working on specific projects for your business. They're usually paid hourly or on a project basis. We're talking about non-US-based teammates here. And this actually helps you to have lower operational costs, increased productivity, and output within your business so that you can scale while keeping your costs low. So Tim, we're going to dive into how to boost show rates, how to increase close rates by tapping into the power of utilizing virtual assistants in the business. Let's share with our listeners, why do we even tap into VAs for these two processes specifically?
You know, depending on whoever's listening to this, there's going to be different people in different situations. Like, some people are acutely aware that show rates are a problem right now in the industry. Like, it's very common for people in their companies to have, you know, 40, 50% show rates. There's people that we've interviewed, closers that are leaving their companies looking for other opportunities because those companies are down to 25% show rates. That means a company is losing their top closers because they can't get their leads to show up to calls. Literally, yeah. A closer can have 8 meetings on his calendar that day and only 2 show up. Now, there are some people that are, I don't have that problem. I mean, maybe you're not doing a lot of lead flow. Maybe you're just doing a lot of referrals. This is going to, if it's not already, it's going to be an issue that your company is going to have to deal with as it scales. And if you're listening to The Takeover with Tim and Cindy, like, you're here to like dominate and scale. Like, no, yes. One's here to, no one's listening to this episode because they want to coast, right? So as we kind of dive into the show rates, I really want you to open up and listen to how can I get my show rates better. Or if you're not at a place where you need the show rates to be improved on, still listen, because as you grow and scale, I promise you that this episode is going to bring so much value. Now, overall, when we think about show rates, why is there a problem with show rates right now? And there's a lot of different reasons why show rates is so low. But one of that is because automation and just like AI bots and reminders have allowed us to send out 1 million reminders the day before, the text, and then all these things that seem flashy and glittery, but people are booking a call with, they might book a call with 4 other companies, they forget who yours is, and you're sending out all these automated emails, your competitors sending out automated emails, they're doing a Calendly reminder, and you wonder why they don't show up. I'm sending them these reminders, don't they respect my time? Like, no, they don't. Because they don't respect an automated machine that's sending them things. And at this this point, their only engagement with your company is not a human interaction. So they don't have human respect for this commitment they've made. Mm. Their interaction is interacting with your automations and your machines and your bots. So they don't feel bad about no-showing a bot or automation, because that's what it feels like. Even if they're not saying that or thinking that, that's what it feels like. It's an automated tool. I could show up or I cannot show up. So what we want to do, and we'll go into the techniques on this in a little bit, is we want to break that feeling of I'm just in an automated system. I don't matter to these people at all. And we want to start creating a human connection. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple how we do this. And every time I bring this up, somebody goes, can't we just automate that? And I'm telling you, there's something about it, the way we've dialed this in, where if you can use a VA to make this feel human, don't have your closers do this. It's not going to get the same results. Don't try to automate this whole process. You can automate pieces to this. But when you can break free, that prospect free from feeling like they're just in an automated barrage of reminders, which are good, they help, not that much compared to this process. And you can make them feel like they're talking to a real person and that they've made a commitment to be on a call with a real person, and they start to interact with a real person. Then that call not only has more potential for the person to show up, because they're going to feel bad if this person they're making friends with and they're starting to talk with, if they no show them, but also you're going to have a higher potential for close rate. And I'm not even talking close rate right now, because I'll show you how to get your VA to continue this human interaction to make sure deals close better before the call and after the call. So that's the biggest thing. Is right now, I think the reason why there's such a bad no-show rate is because people can book a call with a million experts, and they probably do, and they get a million reminders and they're blind to it. Like they don't even see these reminders. They don't even care about these reminders anymore, because they're not interacting with the real person. They're interacting with a machine, and we just don't have respect for machines. There's no emotion with that. So that's the biggest thing, is how do we create a human connection right off the bat and keep that human connection going? That's what brings show rates up.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, there's companies right now that are costing people $60,000 to $70,000 to boost their show rates, right? And we're going to show you how to boost your show rates with a low-cost virtual assistant. So what we're going to be dishing out in this episode are keys that you can utilize to propel your show rates and not have to spend $60,000 to $70,000 to do so.
Oh yeah, like I know a company that they literally make $60,000 per client to go in and optimize your HubSpot and your show rates. Because, you know, if you have a company that's spending $100,000 in ads a month, and their show rates are 40%, well, that's worth $60K to come in and bring your show rates up to 60%. Like Cindy's saying, in this episode, we'll actually just show you how to do that with a VA and bring it to 80. We had 80, 90%. We had a week where we did 100% show rate for all of our closers with this process. So you can thank me. You can send me a gift certificate to Cindy and I love steak. You can send us some steakhouse gift certificates. But we're going to save you that $60K, because there's companies paying a lot of money to do this. And what we're about to show you, I promise you, if you execute it well, you're going to save so much money. You're going to make so much more money. And you're going to keep your closers happy, because either no meetings or no show rates is one of the biggest reasons why closers leave offers. And you don't want to lose good talent because you don't have good show rates.
For sure. So let's walk through a high level overview of the show rate process, and specifically what you are going to have your VA do. So there's three parts to this. Part one is pre-day reminders. So these are the reminders that are going to go out the day before the call. Part two is the day of reminders. So these reminders are going to be sent the day of the call. And then the third part are no-show reminders. So this happens when either you or the closer is on the call and the prospect doesn't show within 5 minutes. What do you do in that scenario? So Tim, walk us through what our VAs should be doing in each of these three parts: pre-day, day of, and no show, to boost our show rates.
So pre-day reminder, I'm gonna give one step before that, and that would be day of time of booking. So if you can send out a message, time of booking, meaning when that prospect books, it's a simple, easy way to do this. There's a million different ways. So people that are really into CRMs and stuff, they're going to be like, actually, Tim, you could have this automate your CRM and then post the met. And blah. I'm going to keep this real simple for the regular folks like us out here who just want to grow and scale their business and want their show rates up. Like easiest simple way as possible. So if you're a CRM like expert, you can also do this with really fancy automation. What you could do is you could just set up when somebody books a call. We use Slack in our company to communicate and message each other. But you could either like have either a Slack or an email or some kind of phone, some kind of notification that goes to your VA and says, so-and-so booked a call. Here's his info. So your VA can get notified the moment somebody books a call and send them a text. You could automate the first text if you wanted to. I have our team not automate that. The reason why is because when that client responds to the first text we send, we want a real human to be there and available when they respond, because that's what breaks through to the human communication part. So I'm going to send something out like, hey, and we're going to be sending this from the closer, because this is the closer's admin.
And if you don't have the closer, this is you as the entrepreneur.
This is you. This is a person. And so if you're doing the sales calls, you as the entrepreneur, you're going to have your VA sending from your phone number under your name and saying, hey, this is Tim over at Pima. Just saw you booked a call. Excited to meet. Send. By the way, not a bot. Send. And the reason why you want to do that, by the way, not a bot, send, is because we want to show them that there's a real human here that they're talking to. And of course, like that works really well right now. Maybe it gets saturated. Maybe people start lying and having bots say that, which I think it would actually be illegal. I would rather just walk in integrity and have a real person sending that, hey, this is not a bot. And then I want to ask a question like, hey, saw you booked, really excited for our call. By the way, not a bot, real person. You're curious. Insert question. You know, what are you looking forward to getting most out of our call? Or some kind of question that makes it easy for them to respond. Because if we can create a human interaction right when they book, and then when they respond, oh yeah, I was just looking to get some more information on your lead generation systems. And then your VA responds back immediately. Awesome. We're going to go over all the detail. And then you could even do something like, hey, we have some information here you can watch before our call, right? You're starting to create that human interaction. So now what happens, instead of somebody thinking that they're getting all these reminders from a machine or a bot, they start seeing that they're getting these reminders from you, the human. And that's what really starts breaking us, when we can go from, hey, me as the prospect, I'm just put into this automated email and there's no other human on the other side. I have no regard for whether I show up to that meeting or not, because I don't owe anything to a robot. But the moment I can start creating that human interaction, you start to create people that are like, they're actually like, oh, I'm talking to a real person. I don't want to no-show a person I've been talking to. Mm-hmm. And so that's step one.
Okay. So this was the day that they book a call. The moment they book, you send that information from your VA. What happens pre-day reminder?
Pre-day is super simple. If you have already sent out that pre-day, the day of, and you're already having that conversation, you just send a message, something like, hey, Tim here again, just confirming our meeting tomorrow, send. I'm going to send it like I'm sending text messages to a
when
friend.
When you say send, this just means send
when you hear me say send, I mean like send the text. Like, because I don't want to do this big long thing, because remember, I want it to look human. I want it to look like a friend's texting me. You know, you could send this an email too, but if text is better, if you can do text. If they don't respond in text, then you would default to email. But I would always go text first on everything. And then if you're not getting any response there, then you can kind of go on an email, and whatever channel they respond is where you want to go. But if I can get them to respond in text, it's best. So, hey, Tim again, send text, you know, because I want it to look like a friend sending them a message. Just confirming our meeting tomorrow, this time to this time. Again, not a bot, you know, just remind them like they're talking to a real human. And then the last message I'm going to send is, I'm going to say, let me know if that time still works or if you need to reschedule. Because now I want to, like, they know they're talking to a human. I'm confirming the meeting, but I'm also giving them, like, they realize there's a real human that just sent them this text message. And they're going to feel that way to, like, oh, man, I got to respond to this person. But if they're busy, say something came up, tomorrow slam for them. I also gave them an opportunity to the day before to reschedule. You're going to find 10 to 20% of the times they actually reschedule. And it's good to have them reschedule the day before, because now that reschedule would have been a no-show, but now you're rescheduling it so that you can actually get them on a time that works better for them because maybe something happened in their calendar.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the day before. I want to get that confirmed for sure. And you're going to find, 10 or 20% of the time they actually reschedule, which is a good thing. And they usually end up showing up to their next call. Because mm-hmm. you'll find people that no-show the day of end up no-showing your next calls when you reschedule them. But if you can get them rescheduled before they're a no-show, they generally have very, very good show rates on that time that you rescheduled because they feel bad about having to reschedule.
Yeah. Okay. So to reiterate, ladies and gents, the goal of this day before reminder is to either get them to confirm the call. Yes, I'm attending. That day and time still works. I'll be there. Or to get them to reschedule at a date and time that yep. works better for them. And so this is super important. You need some sort of commitment. You want them to reply to that text confirming that they're going to show up. And every micro commitment that they do, like replying to the text or saying, yes, I'm going to show up, is also going to boost that show rate. And if they're not responding through text, as Tim is mentioning, as you're texting them, you can then go over to email and do this same dialogue with them via email. Again, that goal being twofold, either to confirm that they're going to attend, getting that commitment, or having them reschedule to avoid a no-show. If you're loving what you're hearing, subscribing is the best way to ensure you never miss an episode. You can also follow us on all our social media channels at timandcindy.com to get the latest updates on new and upcoming episodes. Okay, what happens the day of the call? So we had the moment that they book, we had the pre-call, which is the day before the actual call. What do we do the day of the call? So I'll call us today at 2 p.m. What are we doing the day of the call to make sure that people show up?
We're going to do both an email and a text. I'm actually going to send the email first. Very short. Remember, your emails and your text messages should be sent like you're sending a friend something. Like, these should not be long. They should be super short, super potent. And I'm basically going to send an email out first, subject, looking forward to meeting you. Body's going to be like, hey, I'm looking forward to meeting today at 3 to 3:50 Eastern. Here's the Zoom link. And I'm going to give them that Zoom link. Why is that important? Well, Tim, like my automation already puts a Zoom link on the calendar. Sometimes that tool works, but there's so many different calendar tools that people use out there. But what we found doing this a lot is that sometimes people don't know where those calendar links are. They are the Zoom links are. They don't know where the video links are. So yes, you want to automate your Google Meets or your Zoom link or whatever to show up on the event. Like, if you're using like a calendar or like a OneSub or something, yes, you want to connect those and automate them. But I also am going to send that same link in the email the day of so that they have that link. Then after I send that email, I'm going to send them a text. And this is going to be in the morning, their time, maybe a 9 a.m. I wouldn't do like a 5 a.m. That's too early to send a text. But I'm going to send that email, and then I'm going to send a text saying, hey, confirming our call later today at 3, link has been sent to you in your email. Talk soon. So this sounds weird, but this is going to catch those people that are having trouble finding the link. So now I just gave it to them. I messaged them in text, and then I'm text message that I emailed it to them so that now that they have that. Now, because you've had so much interaction with this person back and forth, there's going to be a high likelihood that they show.
Yes.
But there's also still a chance that they no-show you last minute. And there's kind of one cool final step that I can walk through that shows you how do you get that person that's... they're not there and it's 5 minutes past the call. How do you get them on the call?
Yeah, so you're on the call. You've done all of this pre-day reminder, day of reminder. You're on a call. 5 minutes passes and this prospect, even though they've confirmed, they still don't show up. What do we do there?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is if like it's 2 or 3 minutes in and they're not on the call, I'm going to send them an email like, hey, are you coming? Hey, I'm hanging out in the Zoom room. You probably couldn't find the Zoom link. My fault. Here's the link. Sorry about the confusion there. What did I do there? I took the blame for mm-hmm. them not being able to find the Zoom link.
You're giving them the benefit of the doubt.
And I'm just taking the blame because even if they're like, I was going to no-show that person, I'm almost being here like, oh, I know you wouldn't no-show me. You probably can't find the link. My fault. I'm sorry. Here's the link. And it's so funny because our show rate went up super high when we started doing this. But when we started having people respond like, oh, no worries. I couldn't find the link, but, you know, no worries. Like, thanks for sending it because I was looking for it. You know, okay, bro, I sent it to you earlier today. So, but, you know, sorry about the confusion there. Then I'm going to send a text message and say, hey, John, I've been hanging out in the Zoom room and realized you probably couldn't find the link. So I emailed it to you just now. Talk soon. Again, taking the blame, but assuming like, oh, I'm here. You're not here. It's probably my fault because I didn't get you the right link. Because you wouldn't know show
me. You wouldn't
me.
Know show me. You're not the type of person
so
that would
realize
do that.
You probably don't have the link. Send. And then if you're 5 minutes in, so that's 2 to 3 minutes in, I'm going to do the email and text combo. Boom, boom. And I have these all pre-written out so we can copy and paste them in on the fly. And this is your closer doing this part, by the way, on the call. Have the closer do this. Or you could have the VA do that. But it's a part of the process, right? Because if your closer's on the call, you could send this message because it's easy if you're already there. And then if it's 5 minutes in, then I double dial.
What is that? What's double dial?
I always double dial. Meaning if I call, most of the time they're not going to pick up. Or sometimes I think if do not disturbs, if call comes in once, it won't go through the do not disturb. If I double dial, sometimes that'll get through the do not disturb on somebody's call. And they'll see if I double dial. There's even people I know that triple dialer. So you call, it goes to voicemail, you hang up, you call again, it goes to voicemail. A triple dial would be you hang up and you call a third time.
Okay.
Now, this, in most cases, you're going to get somebody that goes, oh, sorry, I'm jumping on. I was running 5 minutes late. Or somebody that picks up the phone like, dude, I'm so sorry. I forgot about this meeting. Or whatever that is. And then so it's a lot of times you are going to get a good amount of people that end up getting on the call, or you're going to end up getting people that are like that pick up the phone and they're like, oh, something came up, can we reschedule? Mm-hmm. Which is still a same day cancellation. I don't like those, but at least you're creating a good engagement here. But these processes, the day before, making sure they realize it's a real human, giving them an out, giving them a reschedule, the day of this message, and then when they are 2 or 3 minutes past on the call doing this process, this is going to get you 80-90%+ show rates.
Okay. To give more clarity to our listeners, let's delineate which part the VA does, because yep. I know that we transitioned to some part of this our virtual assistant is going to do, and some of it our closer or the person that's taking the call, maybe it's you, the entrepreneur, is going to do. So which part of this do we have our VA, our virtual assistant, do versus the person that's taking the call?
So the day that they book the call with you, that's your VA engaging with them. The day before, reminder, that's the VA. The day of, reminder, that's the VA. When you're on the Zoom call waiting for that person and they're not there, whoever's the salesperson, whether that's you or your closer, mm-hmm. is sending the email, the text, and doing the double, triple dial.
Awesome. Okay, so everybody has clarity on that. So this is, what do you do before the call and while they're on the call to make sure that your prospects are showing up? And of course, if they need to reschedule, get them back on the calendar. That is the goal, is to avoid no-shows. So let's talk about close rates now. I know that there's 3 parts to boosting our close rates by tapping into the power of a virtual assistant. And those 3 parts are pre-call. So what happens before the call? How do we indoctrinate our leads and our prospects before they get on a call with us? The second part to boosting close rates is pre-call prep for the closer. And then there is post-call follow-up. So Tim, with these 3 areas, let's dive into each of them and specifically how we're using VAs to boost close rates for our team.
So one of the biggest things is you want to make sure the beginning part, which is pre-call indoctrination, all that means, step one, is that they're drinking the Kool-Aid. They're getting the information. They're getting warmed up. They're starting to learn about your business. They're starting to like your business. They're starting to build trust with your business. That's what we mean by pre-call indoctrination. That could be as simple as you have a 5-minute educational video or 10 minute. We had a 23 minute video that had like most people watch it. You know, it's some kind of video or information before the call that indoctrinates them, that shows them like why your thing is awesome. Now, I'm not going to get into how to build that in this episode, but what I would say is in that show rate process, one thing is when you get the person interacting with you on that day one or whenever you get them interacting, like, oh yeah, I'm looking forward to this call, you can slip in a simple, hey, can you take 5 minutes to watch this video before our call? Otherwise, the call is not going to be very fruitful. Do you have 5 minutes before our call to do this? Send the link. you get them to agree to watch this pre-call warm-up video or indoctrination video before the call. And when you do that after, a lot of times people want to send this out through automation, and that's fine. That'll get some people to watch it, but more people will watch it if you ask them to do it after you've interacted with them a little bit and they're excited to talk to you. Mm-hmm. So that's where I would do it in the pre-calls. Obviously, what we do is when they book on the calendar, it redirects them to an indoctrination video or warm-up video or an educational video about our company. Maybe 40% of the people watch it there. The VA has the ability to get those other 60% that haven't watched it to start watching it. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we want to do in step one is insert that in the show rates after we've got them to start engaging with us for the VA to get their commitment to watch that video before the call. And we want to frame it as so that you can get the most amount of value. Otherwise, there's probably going to be a lot of confusion on the call if you don't watch that video. So we want to frame it as you're going to get Mr. and Mrs. Prospect most value out of this call by watching this.
Yeah, absolutely. So the VA is going to be the one sending out that video.
That's how we start to get the prospect warm, because if they're talking to four or five other companies and all the four or five other companies are sending out emails and pre-call indoctrinations, that's how you can really make sure you stick out, is inserting that indoctrination in the human conversation that your VA is going to be having on your behalf. Step two is the pre-call prep for the closer. So if you're the closer, if you're the person doing the sales, what you want to do is you want to have your VA just create like a simple like Google Doc. That's like, here's your calls for the day, lays them out, has links to, for our company, it's like a link to the CRM where that prospect is, it's their phone number, it's their email. We run an application for people to book. They have to fill out an application of where the revenue, all that stuff. So it's all their information from the application. It could be a link to their website. You could have your VA do any of the pre-call research information for you and put all of your calls on one Google Doc for the day. You could have 5 calls, 10 calls lined up for that day and literally just show up, and your VA's already prepped every single call with call notes and all that for you. So when you're jumping in from call to call to call, all of that research is already done for you.
So good.
And so that's going to really help the closer to be able to focus, or you, if you're the closer, focus on just taking the calls and having all of the resources in front of you. I mean, that can save you hours a day. You know, a lot of times closers have to do a lot of this admin. If you could just have your closers focus on closing and have your VA do this, it's going to really, really help your closers work on more high leverage activities. But also closers, a lot of times salespeople, entrepreneurs, they don't like to have to do all this grindy work. They just want to focus on the high needle moving activities. And this allows you to do less, have less things going on in your mind and be more focused.
Yes.
So that would be step two.
That's awesome.
So from there, close rates is your post-call follow-up. So what we do internally is we actually have that Google Doc for all the calls. And what all that happens for the closer when they're done for the day is they write a note on, here's how the call went, here's the follow-up. They write a note to the VA, here's the follow-ups that we need to do, can you send out a proposal, like all the actions that have to be done for that prospect on that same Google Doc as a note about that. And then the VA will then go update the CRM for the closer. They'll put all the call notes on. If there's follow-ups that need to be done, they'll send out the follow-ups. If the proposal needs to be made, the VA creates the proposal, does all of that work. And then now, if it's like, oh, this was a really hot prospect, but they didn't close, can you make sure you're doing a follow-up? You know, follow-up process is a call for another day, but can you make sure you're doing a follow-up twice a week with this person using the SOP? And now your closer admin or your VA is going to do your follow-up and nurtures for you on your behalf moving forward. So that's how you can like literally double your close rates with this.
Yes.
And it's not going to be double your close rates day one, but it's going to lighten your load day one. It's going to increase your close rates a little bit day one, but then long term, as you get good at working with your VA and you get comfortable with having your VA follow up and you train them how to follow up and you get that dialed in, now you're going to be getting done twice the amount of work, twice the amount of follow up. And I promise you, your close rates should double when you really have a solid VA pre-call nurturing, day of call prepping you, and then post-call following up for you.
Yes. What I love about this is it's letting the entrepreneur or the salesperson focus on the highest leverage activity. Because the reality is, you sending out an email the day before or a text the day before with a video, or you prepping and doing all the research prior to the call and you following up, those are not your highest leverage activities. So if we can outsource this and put this on our VA's plate to do, we as the entrepreneurs and as the salespeople can focus on our highest leverage activity, which is showing up for the call and closing the prospect. So we really hope from this episode, you're seeing not only how you can boost your show rates, but also how you can improve your close rates by tapping into the power of a virtual assistant. We really want to challenge you all to look at your time differently. If you are currently doing all of this, if you are currently the one that's doing the research prior to the call or sending up manual texts or following up with your prospects, we want to challenge you to look at your time differently. Your time is super valuable as an entrepreneur, and where you put your time, effort, and energy is going to determine where your business is going. So how can you leverage a VA in your business? And in this episode, we're talking specifically about leveraging the VA for show rates and close rates. How can you leverage a VA to take all of this administrative, manual, you know, repetitive tasks off your plate so you can focus on what you do best? So you can focus on the move the needle tasks to take your business to the next level. Because trust me, as you start to think about your time differently, as you start to shift your perspective on, is this a high leverage activity for me or is it not? You'll truly start to accelerate your progress and productivity by tapping into the power of a VA. So we hope that through this episode, you got some insight on how to boost show rates and really get to that 80 to 90%. And we promise you, when you start to implement these strategies, you're for sure going to boost your show rates, and you can thank us later for that. But even more than that, we hope
We really like steak. Yeah, steak and cigars.
Send us a little gift card for steak. But also we hope that it opened up your eyes and your mind into how to tap into the power of a VA, because VAs can completely transform your business. And we hope that through this episode, you saw just how you can.
Yeah, and I also just wanted to remind people, like, we do this for our clients, meaning like we set up the lead generation processes, we can help set up the show, like all this stuff. We have clients that pay us to either manage it for them, like bigger companies with bigger flow, or we have clients that are like more like they just want us to recruit and train a virtual assistant to do their lead gen, to do their show rates and all. If you want more help with this or you want more information, like you can also just talk to our team. Like if you take what you learned in today's episodes, I literally gave you the secret sauce. Make sure people know that you're not talking to a robot, and then make sure your text messages and emails look like a friend sending it. You could come back, listen to this episode and just like literally copy the words I said. That will boost your show rates like crazy. But if you also want help from us just to either build it out for you or do it for you, there's going to be a link with some resources that are either going to give you like free resources or how to work with our team resources. And if you want to, you could like literally just book a call with our team and have them walk you through what this would look like. So if that's something you want, make sure to click the link in the show notes, and we'd be super happy to talk to you.
Yes, absolutely. We hope that you found value from this episode. Go back and listen to part one of this series on virtual assistants as well. If you are loving The Takeover with Tim and Cindy, please leave us a 5-star review. It helps so much. And we'll see you in the next episode. Remember, domination is not a destination. It's a way of life. Stay winning.